This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Line drive into center field. Quinn coming on. Ball down. Roman up. Ronald around third. He's going to score. The Braves win it in the ninth.
Braves win, courtesy of Bally Sports. They beat the Phillies last night 6-5 after they had relinquished the lead late. Bryce Harper with a big night. But the Braves, William Contreras with the walk-off. Back at it tonight, 6:20 right here on Jocks 94.5. You've got Charlie Morton taking on Suarez.
Max Fried last night. Did you realize that he's got six starts against the Phillies? He's got a 2.73 ERA. Pretty amazing. The Phillies are now 5-10 against the National League East this season. That's tied for second worst record by any team versus National League East this season. The Phillies are 15-13 against everybody else. But that's not good because you're playing the majority of your games inside the division. So you're now 5-10 against teams in your division.
Yeah, it's wild. And the way that the Mets have been playing last night, they get 12 runs and lose.
Yeah.
They're in the Bay Area to the San Francisco Giants. How about Jock Peterson helping out his former team, meaning the Braves? Three home runs last night, 13-12. The Giants win. Braves 8 games back in the National League East. Once again tonight, 6:20 first pitch here on Jocks 94.5. Don't let the Alabama heat and humidity get you down. You got to keep your home comfortable with an affordable Trane cooling system. Trane is the official partner of Jocks, and they've been recognized as America's most trusted HVAC brand for 8 consecutive years. Got to make sure your home and family have a system you can rely on. Find a comfort specialist near you at Trane.com. It's proven it's hard to stop a Trane.
Well, it's like Jimbo Fisher has been with open microphones. If you're a reporter, you love Lane Kiffin because Lane Kiffin's kind of like the old ball coach. You know, you ask Steve Spurrier a question back in the day, Spurrier's going to give you an answer. He's going to give you an opinion. Same with Lane Kiffin. Now, I know that the commissioner has kind of put the kibosh on any conversations about what's going on with Jimbo and with Nick Saban. But Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger had an opportunity to talk to Lane Kiffin about NIL and about the transfer portal. And so based on this recent interview with Sports Illustrated, Lane Kiffin thinks the players should have some leverage over programs, especially when it comes to big-time players. He made a suggestion when it came to Bryce Young, saying that the Alabama quarterback should enter the transfer portal, saying that he would have made 10 times the money he is making now through NIL. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner would have no doubt, according to Lane Kiffin, be a popular customer on the open market, and he hypothetically could get himself a ton more money than he's making at Alabama. Quoting Kiffin, why did Bryce Young not go into the portal? Kiffin said, if you're advising Bryce Young, why do you not go into the portal and walk into Nick Saban's office and say, hey, I want to be here, but I've got to protect myself, and I'm going to get into the portal, and I want to come back as long as it's matched with what I get out there. The kid would make 10 times what he would have made. How's that not going to happen all the time? It should. It will. End of quote.
Well, this is part of Nick Saban and his whole gripe with the current NIL. This is what, you know, spurned on his comments last week with that group, Pat, is you have examples like Jordan Addison going from Pitt. Now, he knew that there were going to be more opportunities there at USC and at Texas. And don't think that that was probably not prominent in the conversations that he had with those programs, right?
Sidebar on Addison real quick, because I saw this story over the weekend, and I meant to bring it up on Monday. Didn't have an opportunity, but since you brought him up, him and his family went back to Pittsburgh to move him out of the dorm. They were decked out head to toe in USC gear.
Wow.
Let's just say the people on the Pittsburgh campus was not happy about that.
Oh.
I'm talking about family members all decked out in USC.
He got it. He got it from his new head coach, Lincoln Riley. Remember when he and his coaching staff loading the plane there in Norman, Oklahoma to go to USC to be introduced, and they're all wearing the Oklahoma gear?
So that was just a sidebar when you brought up Addison.
But isn't that what we're worried about? Because now with the transfer portal and it being so accessible to, you know, athletes, you can use it. isn't this a good way for, if that did happen, Bryce Young, I mean, technically, if there is a huge $33 million collective at Texas A&M, what if Bryce Young has somebody that reaches out to Texas A&M and says, you know what? I know you got Max Johnson. I know you got Haynes King, but I'll come be your quarterback. Yeah. How much in that collective for me? And they say, well, let's crunch the numbers. Oh, wow. $8 million? How does that sound? That is what Nick Saban was getting at.
According to On3,
not just high school athletes.
According to On3 Sports, they have a valuation of NIL. You remember we've talked about this before. They have a evaluation NIL for Arch Manning already at $2.1 million.
Right.
Meaning that that's his potential, at least at the get-go, of what he potentially could make in the NIL. Right now they've got Bryce Young with an evaluation of $3.1 million. You heard Nick Saban last year to the Texas High School Coaches Association tell them that the quarterback, Bryce Young, already had $1 million. You heard Nick Saban last week kind of play down the fact that not everybody on the Alabama football team had NIL deals. That was going to change in the future. So you just wonder how much more now Bryce Young has. But that was an interesting take from
Lane Kiffin. Basically saying that there's money left on the table, if that is still the true number for what Bryce Young's getting, right?
Correct.
That there would be more money and he could go in and capitalize at somewhere else.
Or is that Lane Kiffin trying to stir the pot a little bit, hoping to get Bryce Young out of the SEC West?
Well, I think that Lane Kiffin's probably more concerned with his own quarterback situation, whether it's going to be Luke Altmyer or Jackson Dart, the transfer from USC. But I think Lane Kiffin, and Lane Kiffin, would you agree, socially awkward? Would you say? Comes across a little socially awkward.
Yeah.
He's not an extrovert. He's more of an introvert. And I think it's hard when he does start talking. I think it's maybe not to the extent of Jimbo, but I think Lane has a hard time just filtering out stuff that's in his mind and he's going to say what he's thinking. I don't think that was a ploy. Maybe it was a little bit of a jab.
But what quarterback is going to be the first one or running star running back going to do that?
Well, I mean, have we already seen it with Caleb Williams? Now, I know he said he was following his coach, but was that a, hey, I'm going to go follow a coach because I'm in love with Lincoln Riley as my coach? Or was that, we've seen what kind of money USC's throwing around, how much they paid to get Lincoln Riley out there. Or was that maybe the, and as they call them in some circles, or the UCLA parents call them the University of Spoiled Children, USC, $80,000 a year tuition. But some of those deep pockets going, no, we need a quarterback. All right, coach, who you need? Well, I got a kid right there in Norman, played for me. He's outstanding. All right, we can put together $5-7 million. That hasn't been reported, but you see what I'm saying there. Maybe we've already seen it. We just don't know we've seen it.
Well, you haven't seen it from the biggest names in the sport.
Right.
And according to Lane Kiffin, he predicts that it's going to happen sooner or later. He just threw out the hypothetical that if Bryce Young had done it, he could make 10 times more what he currently is making, whatever that number may be at Alabama.
And that might be the case because Nick Saban, according to his comments, talking to the group the other night, Alabama's a little bit behind apparently. And there's other schools that are maybe a little bit behind. And there was, you know, maybe if it's not Texas A&M, okay, if it's Miami, maybe more forward thinking in the sense that, hey, it's a gray area right now. Let's capitalize on it while we can before it's either enforced at the federal level, the state level, as far as lawmaking, or the NCAA really starts cracking down, which I think is kind of a moot point because proving something verbally, unless it's on a text or you have a tape recorder in your pocket, it's going to be really, really tough to prove.
Very much so.
800-239-WJOX, 834-9450. You want to weigh in on Lane Kiffin's thoughts, what he had to say about Bryce Young. Maybe his best option would have been to go on the transfer portal and capitalize on his name, image, and likeness. Bama Hater wants to weigh in. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right today?
Yeah,
doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. Man, I want to, you know, I call this show, I ruffle feathers, I give my opinion, I listen to you guys most of the morning, whatever. But I really want to address Pat.
Okay.
Because I want to ask Pat a specific question. Would you be the defense attorney for Jimbo if he held a press conference and said, man, Nick paid for every player he has. He bought them Dodge, Chargers, Challengers. That's why he gets the number one recruiting class year after year. Would you defend Jimbo?
Would I defend Jimbo?
Bama hater, Pat will do anything for money.
Yes, I would do anything for money. Depends on what the retainer is. Sure, I would.
I'm asking that because it's like you defending Nick, and Nick is the one that started this whole thing with the press conference.
No, first off, me defending Nick had to do with the fact that Jimbo is throwing darts, and I've said openly on this program, nobody is clean in the SEC. No one. Period.
But Pat, when did Jimbo throw the dart? Was it before or after Nick's comment?
It was after.
Exactly. That's my point.
But two wrongs don't make a right, though, right?
Yeah, but three lefts will get you back in the same spot. But this is what I'm saying.
That's true.
Listen to me, man. I think Nick, I can't use the word afraid. Nick is nervous, so to speak, because I think he knows he's not going to be top at recruiting from this point forward concerning NIL money and whatever. He went from Jimbo. He stuck his nose in Deion's business. He mentioned the Hurricanes. He didn't get Addison. And I know for 100%, I'll say at least 90% that Arch Manning will go to Texas because of NIL money and because Texas has more money to pay for him to come there than Bama. And Nick sees that coming. He's not going to be at the top of recruiting anymore. So if you're not at the top of recruiting, you're not getting the best players, what's the chance of you winning championships like Nick has since he's been at Bama?
Well, and
it's decreasing.
Bama Hater, quick question for you, though. Did you have any problem with what Jimbo Fisher had to say when he attacked Nick Saban personally?
I do not have a problem at all. And I'm going to tell you why. When you make a statement like that, where's your proof? That's just like saying all you guys that work at Jocks, you did a certain thing to be a host at Jocks. But you guys at Jocks know it's not true. You would defend yourself too, correct?
Sure.
And that's exactly what Jimbo did. And I applaud him for that.
Hey, ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
Hey, I trademarked that. Don't get too carried away.
Well, have your attorney contact my attorney, Pat Smith. I've got him on retainer.
Hey, dude. Yeah, have a good one.
You see ya. Always good stuff from Bama Hater. NIL, what it could have looked like the past 30 years in college football. Discuss it next.
Three Man Front, weekdays.
Right here on Jocks.
Jocks 94.5.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.